Good afternoon, everyone. I call to order the Legislative Budget Audit Committee. Today is Friday, September 12th, and the time is 1:02. Please silence your cell phones. I appreciate that. We have the following members present. Representative Fields, Vice Chair, Representative Josephson, Representative Kopp, Representative Chilton, Representative Edgman online, Senator Giso online, Senator Wilkowski online, Senator Kawasaki online, myself. We have a quorum to conduct business. We have also been joined by Representative Colom in the room. I want to take a moment before we move on to thank Sophie Tenney from House Records, who is participating remotely, and Mike, Dana, Ian, and Tristan from Anchorage LIO for supporting our committee this afternoon. Before we move on, I have some quick housekeeping. The committee will be going into executive session to discuss the final release of 4 sunset audits and the preliminary release of 2 sunset audits, to consider awarding a contract for outside counsel, and to receive a legal update. After the executive session, we will come back on the record, and if it's the will of the committee, we'll take action on some or all of those agenda items. And we hope to complete our work today by 2:30 p.m., but we'll stay as long as we need to finish our business. Before we move on, are there any questions? Okay, great. We are now at agenda item number 2, approval of agenda. Mr. Vice Chair, may I have a motion for approval of the agenda?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the LPNA committee approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Okay, great. Seeing none, the agenda is approved. We are now at agenda item number 3, approval of minutes. Mr. Vice Chair, may I have a motion for approval of the minutes?
I move the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the meeting on June 30th and August 21st.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Seeing none, the minutes are approved. We are now at agenda item 4, executive session. The committee will now be going into executive session for consideration of the final release of sunset audits of the Real Estate Commission, the Board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers, the Board of Professional Counselors, and the Board of Social Work Examiners, the preliminary release of sunset audits of the Board of Marital and Family Therapy, and the Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners, the consideration of a contract for outside counsel for a personnel matter, and to receive a legal update on the special audit type, oil and gas production tax audit process. Vice Chair Fields, may I have a motion, please?
I move and ask unanimous consent to lay a budget and audit to executive session under Uniform Rule 22.1, discussion of matters, the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect the finances of the unit, and Form Rule 22.3, discussion of matters that by law required to be confidential. The following members may remain in the room or online during executive session: Chris Curtis and any staff for LBNA, Emily Now, any legislators not on the LBNA, and any staff of LBNA.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Okay, great. There's no questions, no objection. Then the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee will now go into executive session. But let's take a brief at ease while we clear the room. You for the 2:04 p.m., the following members are present. Representative Fields, Vice Chair, Representative Josephson, Representative Kopp, Representative Chilton, Representative Edgman online, Senator Giso online, Senator Wilkowski online, Senator Kawasaki online, and myself. So we still have a quorum to conduct business. But first, let me state, during the executive session, we discussed the topics listed on the agenda. So our next committee move will be to take action on several of those topics that we discussed in the executive session. And the first one was final release of audits. Vice Chair Fields, may I have a motion for the release of the final audit reports?
I move that Legislative Budget and Audit Committee release the following audits as final audits: 1, Real Estate Commission; 2, the Board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers; 3, the Board of Professional Counselors; 4, Social Work Examiners.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Seeing none, the final audits are released. Preliminary release of sunset audits. Mr. Vice Chair, may I have a motion for the preliminary release of the sunset audits to the agencies for a response?
I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee release the following preliminary sunset audits to the agencies for response: the Board of Marital Family Therapy, Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Looks like none. The preliminary sunset audits are released to the agencies for response. Consideration of contract for outside counsel. Mr. Vice Chair, may I have a motion regarding consideration of a contract for outside counsel?
I move the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee authorize a contract for legal services not to exceed $195,000 to be paid from existing funds related to a personnel matter, and I further move the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee authorize Legislative Auditor and Chair to give direction to Legislative Services and outside counsel regarding this matter.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Okay, seeing none, the contract is approved. Okay, I have a statement to make regarding the legal update on the special audit. While we were in executive session, the committee received a brief legal update on the special audit titled Oil and Gas Production Tax Audit Process. Per statute, the audit process is confidential. Neither I nor any members of this committee are permitted to comment publicly on this matter at this stage. We recognize that there's strong public interest in the outcome of this audit, and we share that commitment to transparency and accountability. However, to preserve the independence and integrity of the audit process, it must remain confidential until its formal release by the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. We appreciate the public's patience and understanding as this work proceeds. We are now at agenda item number 5, adjournment. Before I make a comment, do any members have any comments before we adjourn? Okay, nobody online either. All right. So we're tentatively planning to hold the next meeting in November, but due to conflicts during the second week of the month, we'll now try to schedule a meeting during the third week of November. We'll be reaching out to offices soon to check on members' availability. The committee will also need to meet at that time for consideration of the annual top audit issues, final release of 2 sunset audits, a procurement, and other committee business. And before we adjourn, I just want to take a moment to thank the committee for always making attending these meetings a priority. I appreciate that. And I want to thank Emily and Chris and their staff for always doing a great job. And lastly, I want to thank my staff, Jeff, for always making my job so easy. With that said, with nothing else to come before the committee, we are adjourned at 2:08 p.m.